And we're really not planning any action Tuesday night. The workshop, we had that same agenda item on at our regularly scheduled September meeting, and we didn't get very far with that in the discussion phase, and some of that was having too much meeting sandwiched on either side of that agenda item. So we tabled it the night of September 21 and rescheduled it for this Tuesday, October 5, and we will have a workshop setting where the board will discuss the rezoning and where we've gone thus far with that. You know, we've had the committee recommendation, we've had community forums, and it's really important for the board to just sit down and have nothing but that agenda item, I believe, for our conversation piece. And I think it's going to generate good discussion, and certainly we invite and welcome the community to come listen and hear the conversations as it's being discussed.
At the last board meeting, you did take more public comments. Is that the plan for the workshop or just board dialogue?
Yeah, actually, there is no agenda item for public comments for the October 5 meeting. We will just have just a workshop for the board discussion. So it'll be a meeting held in public as opposed to a public meeting with where we invite input.
As board president, what are you hoping to get accomplished by the time you're done with the discussion on Tuesday? Where would you like to be?
I think we need to discuss all that we've heard from the community. I think we need to evaluate that, put it in perspective as a community, as an entire district. We saw the vantage points from specific communities, and they certainly have the community vantage point in mind as well, but we need to look at it with all campuses and all kids in mind, and again, not second-guessing anybody else's thoughts and how they presented their thinking during the public forum, but I would hope by the end of the night that we will have some direction for the administration, because they've made a recommendation to the board, and we've yet to react to that recommendation, and so hopefully we'll have some direction for them in a forward moving direction, that is.
And you certainly have a lot of history to apply in the context based on what you said at the board meeting. Not only have you been through redrawing attendance zones in the past, but you've also been in the position of a parent who's had to deal with that, and obviously other board members have had varying experiences as well, and you all are trying to assimilate those collective experiences and try to come up with something that is going to be positive for the district.
Yeah, all seven board members are parents, and we've all at one time or another experienced these zoning changes, rezonings, and certainly me and my family felt the direct impact when it happened to us. And so I am very sensitive to what the parents are, their comments and what they're feeling right now, and know full well what it feels like. So that definitely weighs heavy on the heart whenever you're having these conversations. And so I'm anxious to get all seven of us together, collectively discuss from our different walks and our different vantage points, and try to bring some sense of consensus on a direction and a focus. And I gather so much, you know, I've got my own input, I've got my own thoughts. We got a lot of input from the community, and now I'm anxious to get those other six board members to comment, and we work very well together as a team, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and in fairness to the committee and in fairness to your administration, the board has some difficult decisions, but you really don't want to try to delay any more than you have to.
No, we want to allow people. You know, the goal of starting out a year in advance of the changes is to allow families to plan and to think about what they want to do, if there's any grandfathering to be considered and things like that. And you don't want to just sitting on a burner either in the community, talking about what ifs and maybes and will it be. And it's better to have those conversations, healthy conversations, productive. And again, forward-moving, forward-thinking conversations, and just make a decision that's best suits the entire district and all of the community.